Chapter 3.
Yahweh Almighty, God of Israel, afflicted souls and dismayed spirits call to you. Hear, O Yahweh, for you are a God of mercy, and have mercy on us who have sinned against you. For you are enthroned forever, while we are perishing forever. Yahweh Almighty, God of Israel, hear the prayer of the men of Israel, the sons of those who sinned against you. They did not heed the voice of Yahweh their God, and the evils cling to us. At this time, do not remember the misdeeds of our fathers, but your own hand and name. For you are Yahweh our God, and you, O Yahweh, we will praise. For you have put the fear of you into our hearts, so that when we have removed from our hearts all the wickedness of our fathers who sinned against you, that we may call upon your name and praise you in our captivity. Behold us today in our captivity where you scattered us, a reproach, a curse, and a requital for all the misdeeds of our fathers who withdrew from Yahweh our God.
Hear, O Israel, the instructions of life. Listen and know mindfulness. How is it, Israel, that you are in a land of your enemies, grown old in a foreign land, defiled with the dead, accounted with those destined for the netherworld? You have forsaken the running water of the wisdom. Had you walked in the way of God, you would have dwelt in peace to the age. Learn where mindfulness is, where strength, where intelligence, that you may know also where are the length of days and life, where are the light of the eyes and peace. Who has found the place of wisdom? Who has entered into her storehouses? Where are the chiefs of the nations, and those who lorded it over the wild beasts of the earth, those who made sport of the birds of the heavens, and those who stored up the silver and the gold in which men trust, and of whose properties there is no end? For they schemed to get this silver, and were overly concerned, and there is no trace of their works. They have vanished and gone down into the netherworld, and others have risen up in their stead. Later generations have seen the light, and they have dwelt in the land. But the way to experience they have not known, nor have they perceived her paths, nor reached her. Their sons were far from the way to her. Nor has she been heard of in Canaan, nor seen in Tamon. Neither among the sons of Hagar who seek intelligence on the earth, the merchants of Midian and Tamon, and the mythologists seeking knowledge. These have not known the way to the wisdom, nor do they have her paths in mind. O Israel, how vast is the house of God! How broad the region of his property! Great and without end, high and immeasurable! In it were born the giants, renowned at the beginning, stalwarts, experienced in war. God did not choose them, nor did he give them a way of experience. And they perished for their lack of mindfulness, perished through their lack of counsel. Who has mounted up into the heavens and taken her, and brought her down from the clouds? Who has crossed the sea and found her, and borne her away rather than choice gold. No one knows the way to her, nor has anyone understood her paths. Instead, he who knows all things knows her. He has furnished her through his intelligence. He who established the earth to the age, filling it with quadrupeds. He who sends off the light and it departs, calls it and it obeys him trembling. But before whom the stars shine in their watches, and they rejoice. He calls them, and they answer, "Here we are," shining with joy for their Maker. Such is our God. No other is to be compared to him. He has traced out all the way of experience, and has given her to Jacob, his boy, to Israel, his beloved son. Afterward, she appeared on the earth and lived among the men.